If I told you in April, when the Red Sox were at the bottom of the AL East standings, that they leapfrogged both the Tampa Bay Rays and the Toronto Blue Jays for second place in the division, you probably would not have believed me. And that's okay. I wouldn't have believed me either. But that's exactly what happened this weekend when Boston swept the Cleveland Guardians on the road to win their seventh straight series, jump into second place in the AL East, and hold the longest active winning streak in MLB.
You are Locked On Red Sox, your daily Boston Red Sox podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome to the Locked On Red Sox podcast. Thank you for making us your first listen of every single day. I'm your host, Nesson's Lauren Campbell. I am flying solo today. Jake is road tripping with the Massachusetts Pirates. They are in Iowa, I believe, this week as they clinched a playoff berth over the weekend while in South Dakota. So he will rejoin us this week. Do not worry. But today we're going to recap the weekend series against the Guardians. We're going to look ahead to the series against the Toronto Blue Jays and how the Red Sox roster will look due to Canada's COVID-19 restrictions. We have an update on Chris Sale and how he fared in a second rehab start, our mental health minute, and a little bit of everything in between. Today's episode is brought to you by BetOnline. BetOnline has you covered this season with more props, odds, and lines than ever before. That's BetOnline, where the game starts. So the Red Sox continued to roll. They won Friday 6-3, Saturday 4-2, and Sunday 8-3. They outscored the Guardians 18-8, moved to 41-31 on the season. And only two American League teams have ever had that exact record through 72 games and gone on to win the World Series. Those two teams, the 1918 Red Sox and the 2004 Red Sox. So things are just going well for the Red Sox right now. Terry Francona's club had won seven straight series going into the series against the Red Sox, 17-5 over their last 22 games. That's good enough for them to climb from five games under 500 all the way to a tie for first place in the AL Central. So both of these teams had a lot of momentum going into this series, but the Red Sox had just had more momentum in their favor and squashed any momentum that the Guardians had. So it obviously was a very, very good weekend for the Red Sox, but I want to highlight a few players from the series because there's a lot of people here that really contributed to this weekend's win. And we'll start, we have to start with Rafael Devers. He is just an absolute menace in Cleveland. So going into the series, he was batting 519, slugging 1.148 in his last six games. He went 6-for-6 with four doubles, 2-for-4 with a home run. Then he went 0-for-4, but then he bounced back going 2-for-4. Next game, 2-for-5 with two home runs, and then 2-for-4 with a double and a home run. So add that all together, it's 14-for-27 with four home runs and five doubles. He just continues to be an absolute menace at the plate. And we knew this going into the season. We know what his bat is capable of. And he is showing no signs of slowing down. And you're always going to hear the extend Devers, pay the man, give this man a blank check. We know. But an extension probably is not going to happen. It's certainly not going to happen in season, maybe in the offseason. But for now, let's just enjoy what he's doing. It's absolutely insane, just the power he has. And like I said, he's not slowing down. These home runs are going 400, 450 feet, and they're getting out of the ballpark so fast. It's absolutely incredible watching him play. And Devers is, he's got a long career ahead of him. So if he's already this good now, oh baby, he is just going to continue to only get better. And then there's Trevor Story, who has drawn the ear of Red Sox fans throughout this season for multiple reasons. He had a tough April, so did everybody else on this team. And he wasn't really living up to his contract, to the hype around him, but he has quietly turn things around. He is 10 for 10 this season in stolen base attempts. He also recorded his 500th career RBI and his 50th RBI of the season in Sunday's win. So he's continuing to just kind of quietly be a productive contributor to the Red Sox. And I don't think he's getting enough credit right now, but I also think that's because of Devers, Martinez, Bogarts, Tanner Houck, the starting pitching. It's just there's so many positive storylines that Trevor Story's really isn't at the top of the list, and that's okay. But 10 for 10 in stolen base attempts. He's getting himself in scoring position. When he sees fit, he's being aggressive. And this is what we like to see, especially going into a series against the Blue Jays. And then you have John Schreiber, who has become an unsung hero for this team. Out of the bullpen, he has just been incredibly reliable. And per JP Long of Sox Notes, Schreiber in his last 24 games has a 0.79 ERA over 22 and two-thirds innings pitched and only given up 2 earned runs. His ERA in June through June right now, 0. On the road, 0. He's doing everything that the Red Sox need him to do out of the bullpen, especially in a bullpen that was full of relievers that we weren't really sure if they could, the Red Sox could rely on them or anything. And here he comes after getting recalled from AAA Worcester, just absolutely dominating, proving himself to be a reliable setup man for Tanner Houck, who we'll touch on in a minute here. But you just cannot say enough good things about John Schreiber. He's one of only 7 pitchers with an ERA under 1 with a minimum of 20 innings pitched. He pitched in Friday and Saturday's game, combining for an inning and a third with 2 strikeouts. So being able to go to him in a high leverage situation and being able to trust him and depend on him has been so crucial to the Red Sox. And then there's Nick Pivetta. Nick Pivetta has become and emerged almost like an ace of the staff. He has completely turned his season around. He threw 7 innings against the Guardians over the weekend. He did give up 9 hits, so the hits were a little high, but he only gave up 2 earned runs, struck out 4, and he's allowed 14 runs in 68 innings in his past 10 starts for an ERA of 1.85. So he's done really, really well for the Red Sox since beginning the season 0-4 or 0-5. He's pitched at least 6 innings in 9 of his last 10 starts. He's pitched 7 or more innings in 6 of those starts. And he's the most recent Red Sox pitcher with 8-plus wins and an ERA under 1.90 over the span of those 10 starts. Other pitchers include Pedro Martinez, Derek Lowe, Tim Wakefield, Roger Clemens, Louis Tiant. So he's putting himself in good company, proving that he is a very reliable starter, especially with Nate Eovaldi still not back from the IL, Garrett Whitlock still on the IL. So he's really putting himself in this conversation to be an all-star even. He has just completely done a 180 here for the Red Sox, and he just continues to prove that he belongs on this team. He belongs in this rotation. At the beginning of the season, there was talk like maybe he should go in the bullpen. He's not really performing up to expectations. And I don't know if he just heard everyone talking about what we were saying, that he's like, no, I don't belong in the bullpen. I am a starter. And boom, completely turned things around. I love what I'm seeing from him thus far. And I hope this continues, especially going into the All-Star break, the All-Star game, and into the second half of the season. And Tanner Houck, what can we say more about Tanner Houck becoming the unofficial closer of the Red Sox? He pitched in all 3 games. It was not a save opportunity in Sunday's game, but Friday and Saturday were. He had a 7-pitch save on Saturday. He has 6 on the season now, 6 saves on the season now. And he's, again, once you define roles for these guys, I just feel like things are going to fall into place. You give a defined role to Tanner Houck because you weren't really sure going into the season. You wanted him as a starter, maybe a longer reliever. And then you think, oh, let's try him in the closer role. Why not? Lo and behold, it has worked. Things are just going very well for Tanner Houck in that closer position. I do hope that Alex Cora will name him the closer. However, I do think he's hesitant to do so. And I mentioned this last week because he's unvaccinated against COVID-19. So when you have the later series in the season against Toronto, if you have playoff games in Toronto, you have a series starting tonight against Toronto, which he will not be there for. It makes you wonder if that's maybe why he's not being named the closer. Maybe they have something up their sleeve for the trade deadline in August. Who knows? But here and now, Tanner Houck has just been absolutely dominant in that role, and they should continue to utilize that going forward. And someone else who's continuing to prove his worth with an opportunity while he's here is Jarren Duran. He went 4-for-5 with a double and a key RBI and 2 stolen bases in Saturday's game. He also made a running catch in center to end Saturday's game. So he's continuing to just really prove that he should be in this lineup. Unfortunately, he also will not be traveling to Toronto due to his vaccination status. But all in all, he is proving that he can be an MLB player. He seems to have figured out some roadblocks that were stopping him last year. He's really kind of worked out his bat and his defense. And we can't say enough about his speed. It's absolutely incredible what he can do when he's on the base path. And Houck, Pivetta, Schreiber, they have all helped the Red Sox into this winning streak now. And the Red Sox, since May 10th, have had three winning streaks of at least six games and only one losing streak of two games. So things are going right for the Red Sox. They have climbed their way back into the AL East standings. They are still behind the Yankees, who are just, even they got no hit over the weekend, still just absolutely dominating the AL East. They have a very comfortable lead over the Red Sox, but there is plenty of baseball left to be played. This division is getting very competitive, and with that, it is getting very fun. And even though the Red Sox did sweep the Guardians, it wasn't all perfect. They still left a ton of men on base through the three games, but at the end of the day, they did win all three. So you have to take the good with the bad. You got to keep riding this momentum any way that you can, especially going into the season in a series against Toronto. And the Red Sox indeed will be leaving two key players behind when they begin their series with the Blue Jays on Monday. In Toronto, we'll tell you all about that and who they called up from Worcester to take their place after I tell you about Athletic Greens. And I started taking Athletic Greens because, plain and simple, I wanted more energy in the mornings. Now, I've been on it for about 2 months, and I actually enjoy taking it. It tastes really good. It doesn't taste like it's super healthy either. Kind of has a mild tropical taste, and I look forward to taking it each morning. So you're probably thinking, what is this stuff? It's one delicious scoop of AG1, and with that one scoop, you are absorbing 75 high-quality vitamins, minerals, whole food source, superfoods, probiotics, and adaptogens to help you start your day right. It's a special blend of ingredients that supports your gut health, your nervous system, immune system, energy, recovery focus, and aging. So it's all those things rolled into one. I personally started taking it because I start my days super early. I have long days ahead of me for probably until my wedding in August, and I need more energy in the mornings. So now I've got my fiance on it, and we take it every morning to start our days right. And another great thing about AG1 is that it's very lifestyle friendly. So if you eat a keto diet, you're paleo, vegan, maybe you're dairy or gluten-free, if this will not impact anything in your diet, you can still take the AG1. They contain less than 1 gram of sugar, no GMOs, no nasty chemicals or artificial anything, while still tasting good. It supports better sleep quality, recovery, supports mental clarity and alertness. It's the one thing with the best thing. And right now it's time to reclaim your health and arm your immune system with convenient daily nutrition. It's just one scoop in a cup of water every single day. That's it. No need for a million different pills and supplements to look out for your health. And to make it easy, AG1 and Athletic Greens is going to give you a free 1 year supply of immune supporting vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. All you have to do is visit athleticgreens.com/MLB network. Again, that is athleticgreens.com/MLB network to take ownership over your health and pick up the daily ultimate nutrition. This episode also is brought to you by BlueNile.com. You can celebrate all of life's special moments, from creating the custom engagement ring of her dreams to gifting a classic and timeless jewelry piece, all at prices you won't find at a traditional jeweler. Whether you're ready to pop the question or you're celebrating a milestone moment, find jewelry as unique as the person you're celebrating with the modern convenience of online shopping at BlueNile.com. Blue Nile has simple online tools that let you choose the diamond shape, size, and clarity, as well as setting size and style. Blue Nile's bench jewelers will then handcraft the perfect engagement ring. Each ring is one of a kind. Make your moment sparkle with jewelry from BlueNile.com, and Locked On Sports listeners get $50 off purchases of $500 or more. This podcast exclusive includes engagement rings. Use code LOCKEDON, that's code LOCKEDON. Plus, every order is insured, ships free, and arrives in a discreet package that will not give away what's inside. Shop stress-free and find your forever peace. Go to BlueNile.com today. So with Tanner Houck and Jaron Duran not traveling to Toronto, the Red Sox recalled two players, and they are Connor Siebold and Yolmer Sanchez. Siebold will start tonight for the Red Sox, and he's pitched pretty well in Worcester. He's 5-1. He has a 2.09 ERA with 51 strikeouts across 51 and two-thirds innings pitched. And with Nate Eovaldi and Garrett Whitlock still recovering from injuries, this is Siebold's opportunity. And we are able to kind of see the depth that the pitching has, that the pitchers are in Worcester. They're continuing to pitch really well down in Worcester, if that can translate to an MLB level. I'm super excited to see Connor Siebold. I've seen him in Worcester. Jake has talked to him a little bit after Woo Sox games this season. So very excited to see him hopefully continue what he's done in Worcester, and hopefully that can translate to the Red Sox level. Because if you're going to be without some of your pitchers, whether it be COVID vaccine reasons, injury reasons, this is your time to shine, Connor Siebold. Let's get it done. It's a perfect opportunity against a really tough team. This definitely will be the Red Sox' biggest test. They have not won a series against an AL East opponent yet. This is the time to do it. Again, all the momentum is in favor of the Red Sox. This is the time for them to capitalize, build some ground in the standings between the Rays and the Blue Jays. And Connor Siebold can help be a part of that Monday night. And then there's Sanchez. He's batting .253 with 8 home runs and 29 RBI across 68 games for the Woo Sox. So hopefully he can just add some pop to this lineup now that Jarren Duran, who has been the Red Sox leadoff hitter in absence of Kike Hernandez while he deals with a hip injury as well. Hopefully Sanchez can just kind of, like I said, add that pop to the lineup and just prove that he can hang with the big guys too. He did win a Gold Glove in 2019 with the Chicago White Sox, so hopefully we can see some of that good defense and that strong offense that he has shown in Worcester. And this momentum continues to be in the Red Sox favor, and they continue to show that their pitching is really strong, and it could get stronger in a couple of weeks because Chris Sale continued his rehab over the weekend. He threw 2 2/3 innings on Saturday in the Florida Complex League. He did not give up an earned run. He did give up 3 hits. He did hit a batter. He did strike out 6, though, and he threw 36 pitches. So he's building that arm strength. Alex Cora has talked immensely about his arm strength being much better than it was last year. And the good news is that Chris Sale on Thursday will throw 3 innings with the Portland Sea Dogs. The plan is for him to throw 3 innings. Of course, that could change by the time Thursday gets here. And he has a rocky outing or maybe a tough first inning. But the plan is for him to throw 3 innings. And overall, the Red Sox do want him to throw 5 total innings in the minor leagues before he's activated. So if my math adds up and this goes according to plan with the 3 innings and another start with Portland, this or maybe Worcester, fans potentially could see Chris Sale return against the New York Yankees before the All-Star break. Now, would you want to bring Chris Sale back before the All-Star break at that point? I don't know. Get him some MLB action, then maybe some extra rest, or do you just want to continue to rest him until after the All-Star break? I think it'll depend, of course, on how Chris Sale feels, where the Red Sox are in the standings, and if they just want to take that risk right now with Sale, or if they're just going to wait till after the All-Star break. So I'm very interested to see how he fares on Thursday. It's been nice to see him be strong in his last complex start, because his first, while only lasting an inning, wasn't probably what we wanted to see. However, it was his first start, first time facing live batters and pitching in a game since October. So you're going to have these roadblocks, we'll call them, or speed bumps, whatever you want to call them. So to see him get into the third inning was definitely encouraging. I'm excited for Thursday. Hopefully he can pitch those 3 innings without issue. Hopefully he can strike out 10 batters. And the only tickets left for the game on Thursday in Portland are general admission, which is pretty much just standing room. So people are flocking to Portland to see Chris Sale. Love knowing that the minor league complex will be sold out, even though it's for Chris Sale. It still attracts fans and gets them into those minor league parks. And now Sale is inching toward his closing stages of his rehab. And we're coming to the end of our Locked On Red Sox podcast in our closing segment. We will do our mental health minute after I tell you about BetOnline, because BetOnline.net is your number one source for all of your betting needs and sports info. Find all the latest sports developments, league reviews, and news, including Major League Baseball. BetOnline is your continued source for all your sporting wagering information, including live betting, esports, and scores. And BetOnline.net remains the best spot for all of the scores, podcasts, and news this season. It's the fastest and easiest way to check in on all of your favorite teams, your events, including MMA, boxing, and golf. Head to the website today to use your mobile device to learn about the trends and all the action. That's BetOnline, where the game starts. So as always, we are going to end the show with the Mental Health Minute. And in a time when the world seems a little bit heavier, maybe more so than usual, it's okay to just take a break from everything, put down your phone. You can just disconnect from the world of social media, from all the news that is going on around you. And it is okay if you deal with heavy news by doom scrolling, be on TikTok for an hour, just scroll through YouTube videos for an hour. Whatever you have to do to just kind of de-stress is okay. I would say today go for a walk, but it is going to rain all day here in Boston. It's been raining pretty much since I woke up this morning, but it's okay to take some time for you. It's okay to take the day for you. On Sunday, I had such a really, really fun day, and it just kind of took my mind off anything that I have going on in my life, because I went to the Woo Sox game with my fiance. We got to watch Brian Bayo pitch. He works so quick. It was really fun to watch him in person. Then we went to my brother's house. We got our dogs together, and it was really encouraging to see. I have a reactive dog, and she doesn't do so well inside our house, but outside the house, she's very friendly with other dogs. And she had the time of her life playing with my brother's dogs. And I was able to see my mom and grandma. We had dinner with my brother and sister-in-law. So it was just a very fun Sunday fun day filled with a lot of love and just support and family time. And just a reminder that it's okay to take time for yourself, no matter what you have going on in your life. It's okay because your mental health comes first. It always will come first. And you need to make sure you take care of yourself to give your best version of yourself every day. And if that means doing absolutely nothing for a day or two, you just lay on the couch, watch your favorite comfort show. If that means doing things that fill your cup, fill your heart, and make you happy, by all means, go do it. Thank you for making Locked On Red Sox your first listen of every single day. Be sure to check back this week. Jake and I will be recapping the Red Sox-Toronto Blue Jays series. Let's keep this going. Hopefully, it's going to be 8 series in a row. Hopefully, the Red Sox are going to win a series against an AL East opponent. What better time to do it than right now, this week? Let's do it. Be sure to rate, review, and subscribe to Locked On Red Sox right here on YouTube, Apple, Spotify, wherever you get your podcast is where you will find us. You can also find us on Twitter at @LO_Red Sox. Me, LaLaLaLauren, 3 Laws, Lauren of 4 Rs. Find all of my written work right on Nesson.com. You can follow Jake at Jake Iggy. Be sure to check out all the other Locked On shows across the network. Locked On MLB, Locked On Blue Jays, Locked On Yankees, Locked On Astros. Everyone does an incredible job bringing you your favorite baseball content Monday through Friday. And now that you've made Locked On Red Sox your first listen, go ahead and make Locked On MLB Prospects your second listen. Lindsey Crosby is a prospect encyclopedia, and he's going deep on the MLB stars of tomorrow, like Brian Bayo. It's free and available wherever you get your podcast. Have a great day. Have a great week. We'll see you soon. As always, let's go Red Sox.